Proverbs chapter 31. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also. Ian McLaren, the great Scotch preacher, once visited a home and found an old woman crying. She wiped her eyes, and when the minister asked her what was the matter, she confessed, "I'm so miserable and unhappy." "Why?" asked McLaren. "Because I have done so little for Jesus. When I was just a wee girl, the Lord spoke to my heart, and I wanted so much to live for him." "Well, haven't you?" asked the minister. "Yes, I have lived for him, but I have done so little. I want to be one of some use in his service." "What have you done?" McLaren continued. "Nothing. I have washed clothes, cooked and taken care of the children, mopped the floors, and mended the clothes. That is all I have done all my life, and I wanted to do something for Jesus." The preacher, sitting back in the armchair, looked at her and smiled as if he knew some delicious secret. "Where are your boys?" he asked. The woman had four sons who had all been offered to the Lord, as Hannah offered Samuel in the Bible. And over the next few minutes, the preacher had the joyous blessing of reminding the woman of the wonderful service those young men were now doing on the various mission fields of China and Africa. The minister looked at her. "And you say your life has been wasted in mopping floors, darning socks, and washing dishes? I'd like to have your mansion when we are called home." Mothers, never minimize the value of rearing godly children. You are doing some of the most important work a person can do, raising up the next generation of godly servants.